Harris saw not the spoiled brat she'd once despised, but the handsome, bright young man who had become what she thought of as officer material.
Aunt Cecilia said you might be able to help me.
If I can, of course.
Harris wondered if this was Cecilia's obscure vengeance for Arash's favor.
It's about Raffaella.
Ronnie outlined his problem. Harris recognized the implications, as Cecilia had, but unlike her, saw no reason not to tell Ronnie about them. She still thought of him as young officer material, which put her in the teaching role. She led him through the relevant financial bits and watched his dismay growing.
But Rafa isn't that greedy.
I don't know that I'd call it greedy, but you're both registered embryos, remember? Smart, educated, trained from birth to consider the welfare of the family as a whole. I don't think it has anything to do with wanting more things than you could give her. I think it has to do with conflicting loyalties.
But if she loves...
Ronnie, think. Would you have married that opera singer?
She could see what opera singer forming on his forehead until his memory caught up.
No, of course not. She was nothing like Rafa.
Why not? You were besotted with her at the time, I gather. Loved her, didn't you?
Oh, but that was... it was different. She'd never have done for a wife.
And why? Was she personally disgusting in some way? Lacking manners? Stupid?
No, it wasn't anything like that, but she wouldn't have been a good match for the family.
Whether you really loved her or not, you can imagine someone you did really love that wouldn't be right because it would hurt the family, right?
Right.
Ronnie, this isn't an age in which anyone gives much for romantic love. If it happens that you fall for someone of the right class at the right time, then fine, but most people don't. Petrus and I served on the same ships and never allowed ourselves to notice that we loved each other. It would have been bad for the ship. Grown-ups have values outside their own skins.
And you're saying I'm not grown up yet?
No, you are. You've grown a lot in the time I've known you, and frankly, you've surprised me. But this last lingering bit of adolescence is hanging on right where it usually does.
I suppose you think I'm silly.
Not at all. Nor do I think your situation with Rafa will last forever. Especially not if you set out to change it.
How?
Two things. You either need to change the overall situation so that your parents' quarrel with your aunt no longer imperils your inheritance and your parents' political and economic allies, or you need to change your situation in relation to your parents. Ideally, both.
Both? That's impossible.
Ronnie began to stride around the small office, exactly like a nervous colt in a small box stall. Harris expected him to bump his nose into a wall at any moment.
I can't make Aunt Cecilia change her mind. Nobody's ever made Aunt Cecilia change her mind. And I can't make my parents be someone else. Not unless I repudiate them and change my name or something. How will disinheriting myself help convince Rafa?
Ronnie, look at what you've told me you want. You want to marry Rafa, but I assume this means you also want a long, happy, profitable life, and you don't want to harm either her family or yours.
Well, yes.
You also want the best for your Aunt Cecilia, don't you?
Yes, but I can't do all that at once.
Not if you don't look at it. You know my background. Well, a consistent mistake I've seen commanders make is defining the mission too narrowly. Did you ever study the Patchcock incursion in the Royals?
Yes. It got kind of complicated.
It was complicated from the beginning, and an oversimplified mission statement made it worse. Military commanders like to see neat, tidy problems. Well, I suppose everyone does. The dog is howling, shoot the dog. The contract colonists are rioting, shoot the colonists. The contract corporation reneged on its contract to provide medical services, shoot the corporation CEO. The council told Fleet Command they wanted no more rioting on Patchcock. They didn't tell Fleet Command that a 2-month interruption in shipments of ore would bankrupt Glasgow Metals with cascading effects through its parent corporation into half a dozen shareholders. They didn't tell Fleet that a 2-month interruption of ore shipments would mean cutting off the food supply not only to Patchcock, but also to Darien and Slidell. They didn't tell Fleet that Glasgow Metals had refused to provide services agreed on and then altered the contracts to reflect that. So Fleet went in to sit on some malcontents and ended up responsible for the deaths by starvation of several thousand people, the deaths by direct action of thousands more, and, if you care to look at it that way, which the then king did, the suicides of 18 members of high-ranking families, including 5 of the 6 chairholders most closely connected to Glasgow. The other one was murdered by his own sister.
Ronnie looked very uncomfortable.
I didn't know all that. They told us about it as an example of a commander losing control of troops in a battlefield situation.
Hushed it up. I thought they might have done it even after the trials at the time.
Harris grinned, without humor. Her family had been involved in that one, too.
My point is that if you want something to happen, you must specify that something with great care and as much completeness as possible. Then, and only then, can you devise a strategy to accomplish what you really want. All of it, and not some little bit that turns out to be meaningless when everything else falls apart.
Ronnie didn't answer at once, a good sign. When the silence had become uncomfortably long, for Harris had chores to do, she tried to divert him to another topic.
What are they going to do with the Royal Aerospace Service?
Eh? Oh, I don't know. I'm not... I was told I was not required to report, which really meant they didn't want me. That's one reason I thought I'd do better with Aunt Cecilia, staying out of trouble.
That didn't sound good. The rich young men who made up the officer corps of the Royal Aerospace Service might cause trouble in a lump while on duty, but would surely cause trouble if suddenly turned out, idle and feckless, into the streets of the capital. Someone wasn't thinking clearly, not for the first time.
That's good for you. You are free to do something else, something that will convince Raffaella's parents that you are a mature, responsible, independent young man. Ideal husband material.
But what?
Go talk to Lord Thornbuckle. I'm sure he can find a mission for you. Don't tell him about Rafa. Just ask what you can do to help.
When he'd left, Harris put her head in her hands for a moment. She wanted to get away before someone else had a crisis for her to deal with. If only Cecilia would quit fuming about her family, they could leave for somewhere, anywhere, and be out of reach of everyone's family problems.
The Serrano Legacy, Winning Colors, is continued on the next CD.